For this reason I say to you, all things that you pray and ask, believe that you have received them and you will have them. And when you stand praying, forgive if you have anything against anyone, so that your Father who is in the heavens may also forgive you your offenses. But if you do not forgive, neither will your Father who is in the heavens forgive your offenses. Mark chapter 11, verses 24 through 26. This week we conclude the series titled, Doing the Will of God, with responses from Brother Ron Kangas to questions related to the renewing of the mind and the forgiveness of offenses. This meeting was held during a conference in Wycliffe, Ohio in April 2016. A link to the full audio can be found in the episode notes.
How to genuinely experience the renewing of the mind and the dropping of old concepts in reading the Bible and the ministry. In Ephesians 4:23, we have at least part of the answer. Verse 22, you put off the old man. 24, put on the new man. In between, be renewed in the spirit of the mind. So the mind itself is renewed as the mingled spirit that contains the divine element of newness is allowed to spread into our mind, to saturate our mind. That is the renewing factor. Concepts are changed by revelation and enlightenment. Here's a simple example. In my background, I was taught that certain of the parables in Matthew 13 are positive, like the big tree. You have an herb, and it becomes a big tree. Wow! That's really the Lord's blessing and the growth of the kingdom. So that was my concept. Then I listened to a message by Brother Lee to a recording, and he is expounding the parables in Matthew 13. He didn't know I was listening. He didn't attack my concept. He just opened the word. And here you have an herb. It's transmuted into another kind of thing. A big, ugly tree. And those birds, they're not sparrows. They're ugly, seed-eating birds. So the light of the word adjusted my concept. Now, I have to say something. I'm not going to hide behind Brother Lee. I'll take responsibility for my own speaking. But I have to honor him as the source. It's much easier for brothers to change their concept and their doctrines than for sisters. And so you don't have to agree with me yet. Eventually, you will, okay? Well, why is that? Well, this is positive. The sisters are more experiential than brothers. They are deeper than brothers. They love the Lord more than brothers do. And they're more subjective than brothers. So when you have a doctrine or a concept, it's like a baby. It's a part of you. And for someone to touch it, for your husband to touch your concept, that could be like stepping into a minefield. And so it takes a little more operation of the spirit. So we have concepts. The concepts are veils So when we turn our heart to the Lord and allow the divine light in the Word and the Spirit of Revelation to operate, we will drop concepts which are governing ideas, but the mind itself, in its function and in its faculties, that is renewed by the mingled Spirit, saturating it, spreading into the mind. Then when the Spirit becomes the Spirit of the mind, then the mind is renewed. How do I forgive and be a person according to the tree of life for the sake of the body? Okay. A person according to the tree of life lives according to a very different principle from the way most human beings live. The two trees in the garden, tree of life, tree of the knowledge of good and evil, signify two principles of living. The principle of the tree of life is you live according to the sense of the divine life within you, not by right or wrong, but by the sense of life. You will not be wrong, but neither may you do something merely good. And because you live according to the sense of life, it's easy for you to forgive. But the other principle is to live according to good and evil, right and wrong. The person was wrong, and you are right. And you will forgive that person if the person will humbly come to you and apologize for being wrong. The problem with that is that's not what the Lord teaches. He says in Mark 11, if you are praying and you realize someone has offended you, you simply forgive. Whether they repent or not, you forgive. And you can do this if you are living by the tree of life. And you are mindful of the fact how you have been forgiven. And you are also mindful of the fact that according to the kingdom teaching, if you do not forgive, you will not be forgiven, and it will cost you the kingdom. But those who live according to right and wrong, they have difficulty letting the person go unless the person does something to satisfy their standard in the matter. But there's something else. It may not be in the mind of the questioner, but has come up many times in fellowship. Someone has come and said, "Brother, I need help on something. So-and-so did this, and I tried to forgive, I prayed to forgive, and I just can't forgive." And they're really worried about it. Well, there seems to be a common reason. And sometimes the sister or the brother doesn't realize you were not only offended, you were hurt. You were hurt. Sometimes we unintentionally, we hurt others. You were hurt. Actually, you have a forgiving heart. And really, you have forgiven from your heart. The reason you think you haven't forgiven is that the wound hasn't been healed. And because the wound hasn't been healed, the memories and the feelings associated with the memories come up whenever you see the person, whenever the person's name is mentioned, whenever you think of the person. So you need to recognize you were hurt. You were wounded. Then a wound is not healed by forgiveness. It's healed by, as we know from the parable of the Samaritan, by the Lord pouring oil and wine into the wound. You were hurt. Now you know you were hurt. Doesn't mean you're not a man. Even tough guys can be hurt, right? We can all be hurt. I remember contacting a very experienced co-worker. In no way did he live in self-pity. But he just said to me, "Ron, I got hurt today." He wasn't asking for pity. He could admit that what a certain brother said to him wounded him. But he knew he was wounded, so he knew what to do. You go to the Lord, you open to the Lord and say, "Lord, I need to be healed in life. I've been hurt in this situation, and the memory of it is painful." So when you go to the Lord, He pours in oil and wine. It's so soothing. It's so healing. All the pain is gone. And if there's any memory, it's just like a fact in a dictionary. Yeah, it happened. There's no feeling about it at all. And when you see that person, you don't deliberately sit on the other side of the meeting hall. You don't manufacture a phony smile. You can genuinely have the fellowship restored. This is not a small thing. In the Gospel of Matthew, Peter asked the Lord, "How many times should I forgive my brother? Seven?" He thought, "Hey, I'm a hero if I do seven." The Lord said, 70 times seven. In other words, no limit. Then He tells the parable of a servant that was deeply in debt to his master. He asked for mercy. The master forgave him. Then he went out. Another servant owed him a small amount. He was merciless. He threw him in prison. Then others who saw the whole thing brought the matter to the Lord. And then there was a discipline, a requirement for living the church life as the kingdom life is that we live a life of forgiveness. I've had two sisters who have truly been mothers to me in the Lord. Even Paul in Romans 16 referred to a sister as so-and-so's mother and mine. Even Paul had a mother. They're both with the Lord now. One was Sister Lee. The other was his sister originally from New York City. And she had a heart condition. She had to have the medicine on her person all the time. Whenever I would see her, we would have a short conversation in which I stood there in silence and she just said to me whatever she had the leading to say to me, which was always for my perfecting. And she told me this story. Her husband was named Carl. And she said, "Carl and I were together one day and I said to him, 'Carl, our life together is so sweet, isn't it?' And he said, 'Yes, Clara, it is really sweet.' Then she said, 'Carl, do you know why it's so sweet?' And he said, "No, dear, I don't know. Why is it so sweet?" And she said, "It's because we have forgiven each other." This is not a heavy doctrine. This is the only way to keep the freshness, the sweetness, the godly affection in all of our relationships, especially in our married life. I was married for 49 and a half years to Susan. I can't say too much. A match arranged by God in His perfect will. Very smart lady, incredibly deep psychologically, unsparing in her honesty. But as the end was near, we both realized everything is clear. Everything is clear. Not one thing remains to be cleared up. No regrets. Everything is peaceful. Everything is delightful. She can go to the Lord in peace, and I can go on in peace. Please receive grace from the Lord just to live this way. To live this way. But only a Tree of Life person can really do this. If you are rigidly governed by a standard for yourself and a standard for others, you didn't repent. Or some have said, your repentance is not thorough. Then there's no way you'll get out of this. But when we become a person by the Tree of Life, we live by the flow of life, our living is to satisfy the requirements of the inner life. And the Lord living in me says, just let it go. I can just add this. There is a certain person under whom I suffered many, many, many things. And others did. And as a result, they left their recovery. But eventually I realized, this person will never, ever apologize for anything. That's just a fact. So on my part, I just brought the whole matter, the whole history to the Lord. To forgive Him for everything. And to tell the Lord, because I have forgiven everything, I ask you, dear Lord, never to bring it up to Him on the day of judgment. It was between Him and me, yes, involving you. But I let the matter go by your grace. And how this dear one, he's now with the Lord, how will be, I don't know. But I was so released from untold numbers of situations just by being a Tree of Life person, following the sense of life. Lord, I really mean it. I'm not praying, I'll forgive him. You deal with him. You deal with him. You bring it all up. What kind of heart is that? So how the Lord will answer that prayer, I don't know. But I know I got free. And my joy in the Lord returned. And I never had another problem with him. The rest of our journey together, no problem.
Thank you for joining us today. To hear the complete recording and other messages, please visit livingtohim.com. If you would like to receive regular updates from us, please subscribe to this podcast and join our mailing list on our website. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, and YouTube, where our handle is @livingtohim.